It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. We made it halfway through the week. Welcome to our Wednesday program. My name is Larry London, and I will keep you company for the next hour. I'll even hold your hand as we listen to all of these great requests and dedications coming your way right here on Border Crossings. You're welcome to join us by phone. Call 202-619-2077 or email bordercrossings@voa.gov. As we begin the show today, here's a request for Saidu Muhammad Ali, who wrote in and asked me to play this song from Taylor Swift off the 1989 album. This is Shake It Off. Crossings, and we're here to shake it off. Nothing's going to faze us or bother us. Taylor Swift for Saidu Muhammad Ali on Border Crossings, and Taylor Swift's in the latest issue of GQ magazine, opening up about her love life and about her career. And she said in her interview that she loves having a girl squad. She loves having lots of female friends. She said she was very unpopular in school, and no one wanted to play with her. No one wanted to be her friend. So she loves the idea of having lots of friends right now because she's just enjoying it all. She also went on to say that she had a dream, and the dream inspired one of her songs. And she said, in the dream, an ex-boyfriend showed up at her door, knocked on the door. I opened it up. I was about to launch into the perfect thing to say. And instead, all that would come out of my mouth was a high-pitched singing chorus of people singing stay. Stay, stay, stay. She went on to say that she refuses to identify who that ex-boyfriend is. She said she's not going to do that. She'll keep that in her pocket. Also, some other interesting news about Taylor Swift. Bet you didn't know this, but MSN says Taylor Swift earns $1 million a day. Her tour is sponsored by Coca-Cola. She's getting lots of money for the tour. Her album has sold over 5 million copies. She's getting a lot of money from that. And so MSN is reporting that Taylor Swift is on track to earn $365 million this year. That would be more money than Diddy, Jay-Z, and Drake combined. $365 million. Wow, that's a big payday. She works very hard, too. I want to say hi to Amara Henry, Marut Rungrong. We heard from Daniel Shady, Emma Bet, Bekele, Tasvirul, Islam Fahim, Abu Bakar, Solomon, Adis, and Tesfa, who are all tuned into the show today. This is Border Crossings, where you can hang out for an hour and hear your requests and dedications. And all you have to do is call 202-619-2077 or email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can also go to twitter.com. Send us a tweet, hashtag BCVOA. Up next, a request from Fikramaryam Dereje. Fikramaryam is in Ethiopia listening to Shegar FM 102.1. And Fikramaryam wants me to play a song from Chris Brown, which is called Zero. Chris Brown's brand new album is titled Royalty, which is named after his daughter. And the album comes out November 23rd, and he has just unveiled the artwork for the album cover. It is Chris Brown, without a shirt on, holding his little girl, holding Royalty. She's going to be famous. Just a year old, and she's on the cover of the new album that comes out in November. And I didn't realize Chris Brown had so many tattoos. The guy is covered with ink. All right, here's Chris Brown by request. Fikramaryam, enjoy your song. This is Zero.
I thought we were great.
You took your love back and ran us off track.
I count all the days
till you would come back. How stupid was that?
Now you're missing what we used to have. Guess the vibe that brought the feeling back. I was caught up in the aftermath, but now
dollars, got euros, got yen, I got pounds.
Zeros.
Zeros. Calling me up cause your bad check bounced. My new chick 100 and she got her own De Niro. Zeros.
You think I'm thinking about your...
Hey, this your boy Chris Brandon. Right now, y'all checking out Board of Crossings.
Border Crossings, they are Keen, Tom Chaplin, Tim Rice, Oxley, Richard Hughes, and Jesse. And that is Somewhere Only We Know from the band Keen, a request from Vietnam, where Duck Nguyen listens to Border Crossings, and wrote in to say, I used to listen to Keen's music almost every day when I was in high school. So there's your song request. The last time we heard from them was 2013, when they released a Best of Keen album. I want to say hello to Lord OG, to Miriam and Nebiyu, who's tuned into Border Crossings today. Thank you very much for joining us on The Voice of America. You're always welcome to be a part of the program, and don't forget to reach out to our Facebook page. We got a lot of followers on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Coming up in about a week, we'll start to give away the Now 56 CD, which is the newest one in the series of Now collaboration CDs. It's filled with 20 of the biggest hits on the charts. Songs from Taylor Swift, Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, Salento, Our City, The Weeknd, Wiz Khalifa. So this is a must-have CD for anybody who loves music and anybody who listens to Border Crossings. All the big hits we play and the requests we get, they're on this CD, the Now 56 CD, the latest 20 big hits. So if you want to win it, then you got to be listening and tell your friends to listen too. Coming up next, here's a request from John Michael, and this one is from Facebook. And John Michael wrote in to say, I want to hear a song called Lost Frequencies, Are You With Me? So I hope you enjoy this song request on Border Crossings. John Michael, here's your song.
I want to dance by water beneath the Mexican sky. Drink some margaritas by swinging blue lights. Listen to the mariachi play at midnight. Are you with me? Are you with me?
What's up? This is Zed, and you're listening to one and only Larry London.
Of me, I wish
Border Crossings, and you're listening to the song Clarity, which earned a Grammy for Zedd and Foxes. And Zedd is just 26, born in Russia, raised in Germany. His real name is Anton Zaslavsky. And when I interviewed him a couple weeks ago, he said, "Hi, I'm Anton." And I said, "Wait a minute, are you Anton? Are you Zedd?" He said, "Yes." So he's both. And I asked him why he calls himself Zedd. He said, "Because in Europe, the number zero is referred to as Zedd." So that's why. He said, "Just no special reason, just being different." I said, "Okay." Anton Zedd, or Zedd Anton, whichever one he prefers. True Colors is the name of his new album, and right now he is fighting for his concerts to be available to all ages because there's alcohol involved at most of the clubs that he spins at. They limit it to 18 and older, but he said it's not fair. It's not right. I got a lot of young fans, so he's trying to get, you know, to more shows where young people can attend. And I think the easiest way to do that is play where there's no alcohol being sold. That's an easy way to accomplish that. But anyway, that's Zedd, who joined us on Border Crossings. That's a request from Nazrawit Ashaber. And Nazrawit listens to us in Ethiopia. This is Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Joseph Gabetti, who's tuned into our show. Glad to have you along. Border Crossings is your place for requests and dedications. Jonas Malm is with us in Ghana. And he wants to send shout-outs to Doris, his mom Vita, and friend Millicent. Now, wasn't Millicent the name of the witch in Sleeping Beauty? I think so. But anyway, Jonas, thank you very much for tuning in. I'm sure Millicent is not a witch. I'm sure she's beautiful. Mara Henry is listening and enjoying the show. Meek Liam Mill. Probably not the same Meek Mill who's dating Nicki Minaj, but that's Meek Liam Mill. Mogiri Machuki, Kisi Kenya, Donatus Chorbe, Joe and Lai Evilist, Ogwo Ojim, and Mary Essien are all joining us today on Border Crossings. Maximed Musi wants me to play this one from Brandy, and this is one of her big hits, "The Boy Is Mine." This song features Monica. The two of them had this huge hit back in the 90s, and here they are to sing it on Border Crossings.
Me, but you're blind if you can't see that is love. VOA 1. We're up when the rooster crows. Clock in when the whistle blows. 8 hours ticking slow. And then tomorrow we'll do it all over again. I'm a member of a blue collar crowd. They can never, no, they can't keep us down. If you gotta, gotta label me, label me proud. We love. Go hard when the going's tough. Push back or push and shove. Knock us down, we'll get back up again and again. I'm a member of a good time crowd. We get rowdy, we get wild and loud. If you gotta, gotta. Shake off those long weak blues. Ladies, break out your dancing shoes. It don't matter what night it is, it's Friday, it's Saturday, it's Sunday. I just wanna hear you say, I just wanna hear you sing it. Y'all sing it with me. We belong to the drinking class. Monday through Friday, man, we burst our backs. Well, if you want of us, raise your glass. We belong to the drinking class. Yeah, we belong to the drinking class. Monday through Friday, man, we burst our backs. Well, if you want of us, raise your glass. We belong to the drinking class.
Border Crossings, Lee Bryce. The song is called Drinking Class. That's his fourth number one song on the country charts. It peaked at number one back in April of this year, and it's from his third album, I Don't Dance, an album that's been out for about a year. Lee is on tour right now, and that is a request from Elias Getnet, who's tuned in to Border Crossings at Addis Ababa University. So I thank you for joining us here on Border Crossings. He said, I'm starting work now. So welcome to the workforce, Elias. Welcome to the rest of us that have to work hard to pay our bills, to earn money, keep food on the table. I'm Larry London, and I want you to go to our Facebook page. If you like soccer, there's a lot of people around the world who love football. I get so many messages about FIFA players and FIFA teams. Everybody's got their favorite team, Madrid or wherever it's from. A lot of people cheer in different teams. And so there, I put up a video. It's from a football game that is hilarious. It's funny. Would you think that something funny would happen during a football sporting event? Yes. There's a player who gets injured. You know, there's nothing funny about an injury, but this player gets injured, and he's down on the pitch, down on the ground, and the medics come out and grab the stretcher, and apparently they're taking forever to discuss the injury and what's going on. And, of course, the game is on a time limit. And so apparently one of the coaches or somebody from the team that must be behind in the game picks up the guy and puts him on the stretcher. And then, now comes the funny part, he drops him twice. They're carrying the stretcher. They drop the guy twice on the way off the pitch. And then when they finally get to the sideline, they toss him. They just toss the stretcher on the ground. It is funny. I'm laughing, but there is nothing funny about an injury or an injured athlete or an injured person. But the video is getting a lot of attention on YouTube because it is funny to watch. Thankfully, it's not a serious injury, this football player, because, you know, he's rolling around. He's ready to get up. But anyway, watch it. It's at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And if you need a smile or you need a chuckle or you need a good belly laugh, this just might be the answer. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Check it out. Up next, a request that comes to us all the way from Brazil. And Wesley Balland wants me to play this Elvis classic, Elvis Presley, Suspicious Minds on Border Crossings.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know stops by to say hello, baby.
on VOA 1.
Some say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac cares if don't nobody else care. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a patch. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the ghetto didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the pipe swing. Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's hard to be legit and still pay your rent. And in the end it seems I'm heading for the bin. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. You know it's funny when it rains and pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth. And the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. And even though you're fed up, you yeah. Got to be your head up. Babies on their own. I know it's kind of rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else want them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking fierce. Why the tears is rolling down your cheek? Your daddy hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world. Don't joke. And it's crazy, it seems he'll never let up. But, please, you got to keep it.
Crossings, Julius, Mikias in Ethiopia, Bro Agby are all listening to Border Crossing today's program, and I also got that request as a tweet from Sophonius. Sophonius, I guess that's how you say his name, goes by Sophonius, who's listening to Border Crossings, and thank you for your tweet, for your request. That's Tupac on Border Crossings and a song called Keep Your Head Up. Now, there is a TV show in the U.S. It's called Unsolved Mysteries. And this TV show is presenting a theory on the show about Tupac that he knew he was going to die. He didn't know how, he didn't know exactly when, but he knew his life was coming to an end soon. and he worked like crazy in 11 months after he got out of jail, between October 95 and September 13th, 96, when he was shot and killed tragically. He worked like crazy in that 11-month period. He recorded two full albums, 27 songs, and also he archived enough material to make six albums that have been released since his death, September 13th, 96. So that's what this Unsolved Mysteries TV show saying, that he knew the end was coming, which is why he worked so hard to get so... He did a lifetime worth of recording in 11 months. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. I'm glad to have you with us here on this Wednesday in the middle of the week. Calvin Harris coming up next. And a request from Sedenia Ashiber in Ethiopia. And everybody in Ethiopia, shout out to you. I put a photo yesterday on the Facebook page, just yesterday, with the Grand Dame of Sheger FM and Ethiopian Radio, Miaza Biru. And in that short amount of time, 40,000 people have checked out the photo. Just in 24 hours, 40,000 people have stopped by my Facebook page to look at Miaza and I. And I hope to have Miaza on the show. I sent her a message on her Facebook page, and I'm also trying to get her phone number, so maybe we can get her on and talk to her and find out what's been going on with her these days since the last time I met her, and she visited us here at VOA. All right, Ethiopia, are you ready? Tsedenya wants us to play this song. This is Calvin Harris, his latest, and it's called How Deep Is Your Love?
You to breathe me, let me be your air, let me roam your body freely, no inhibition, no fear. How deep is your love? Is it like the ocean? What devotion?
London on VOA 1's Border Crossings.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got to hear. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. My love won't do you no harm, and I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would.
Border Crossings, and that is the legendary James Brown by request from Yeet Barek Balete. And I feel good. He says, play it for my family and everybody tuned into Shegar FM in Ethiopia right now. Here's some James Brown news, some very good James Brown news. Do you remember James Brown's backup band, what they were called? Do you remember them? Do you remember who they were? They were called the JBs. The JBs. They are nominated for entry into the Rock Hall of Fame. The nominations were just announced, and the JBs will be on the ballot for consideration. Also on the ballot this time around, Janet Jackson, Steve Miller, Chicago, and the Cars. These are all first-time nominees. Cheap Trick, Los Lobos, Chaka Khan, and let's see, who else do we have here? Chic. They've been nominated before. These are returning nominees. Chic, Deep Purple, NWA, in view of the film. Nine Inch Nails, The Smiths, The Spinners, and the band Yes. So there you go. There you have it. The nominees. Of course, they're going to review those nominees and pare it on down, because not all 15 nominees are going to make it into the Rock Hall of Fame. They're going to pare it on down to about 8. And that ceremony takes place right after the new year in Cleveland, Ohio. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. I want to thank Larice and Than, Buju, and Adaobi, Violevani, Tigist, and Abu Bakar, who all checked in on Facebook, facebook.com, to say they are tuned into our show today. We'll be back tomorrow and do it again here on Border Crossings at 1500 Universal. And I want to thank our engineer Keith and Vince, our producer-director. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings will return tomorrow at 1500 Universal on the VOA 1 Music Network.
join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.
But you know what we need?